When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I've got a bit of an intro here, French.
Okay,
I've got a very special guest.
Let's go.
He's an OG from back in the day. He's been making YouTube videos before YouTube.
Really?
You know,
I hear what you're saying.
You might have watched his series Tension, which featured bodyboarding footage, pranks, sketch comedy videos.
And arrests.
On top of that, he is one of the best free surfers in the West in the late 90s.
In the late 90s, bro, is that a dig?
That's what it says.
What about now?
Still no, now.
Barely surf anymore.
Okay. Or you've seen him on Australian Ninja Warrior or the Grim Reaper podcast. Here he is, Chris Whitey White.
Chris Whitey White.
Oh. Cheers, lads.
Oh, what an intro. Right,
thank you for coming on. So you're not a...
Did 90s sound old to you?
Yeah.
It didn't to me. I was like...
You're like, thank you. Yeah.
When you're from the 70s, you know?
No, but I was like, did he forget how to surf in the 2000s? Like, if you're one of the best in the 90s, surely you're all right.
Hey, man, I did my research. It said the best in the 90s, all right?
Since the 90s, I've... probably surf less than 20 times.
Really?
Really?
It's probably a lie, but nah, I feel like since I started the videos in the 2000s, I just barely surfed.
Is that because you're just too busy filming them?
Yeah, got to that point where I was better off just filming.
And then all your mates you were filming were slightly better than you, so you're like, oh fuck, I don't want to go out and do.
Yeah, not even slightly better, way better.
Way better.
Yeah, right.
So I was filming the best of the best dudes.
Yes.
And yeah, from my perspective, I was like traveling, doing comps and shit, not doing that well, and I could see where it was going.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, I'll film instead.
That's sick. For those listening who have no idea the impact Whitey had on the Australian community, he made bodyboarding cool for 10 years. Do you understand? Cooler than surfing.
Yeah.
In my high school, bodyboarding was cool than surfing because of the tension videos.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It was weird, yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's so good.
Yeah. I've never sort of realized how much people had impacted, but chatting to some pro surfers now, they were like, we used to think the bodyboarding was cool and that we weren't cool. And I was like,
that's so different
because we always grew up thinking we were the non-cool kids.
Yeah.
Then to have people say we're the cool kids, it's just weird. Eh?
So cool.
Well, it's because you mix that comedy and surfing in a way no one else was doing back then.
Mm.
It was... Yeah, as soon as we got you on the podcast, I got to hit up my brother, I got to hit up Scott, I got to hit my high school mates, go and guess who we got on. They're like, no fucking way.
So cool.
They're finally proud of me, maybe.
Is it nostalgic looking back? Because the first one is from 1999, which is a fucking time warp now. Yep. Is it like nostalgic looking back at your young self and you boys?
A little bit. When I watch back some of the videos, because I must have gone 10 years without watching any of it.
Yeah, and then, right.
I look back at some of the footage and some of it I cringe at, but some I'm like, fuck, I forgot that was fun.
Yeah, it's like memory lane. That's a cool thing about filming lots of your life. You look back and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, because we last night, before the show actually, our psych up, we found Tension 1 on YouTube, 360p or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then it
totally old school.
Had all the drop rolls, you guys almost invented falling over in the supermarket, all the modern pranksters, Australian.
Like jumping out
TikTokers,
of the box on the street, that shit
they
still comes up.
They should be paying homage to you. Can you tell us how the idea for Tension actually? Just go from the start, why not? Oh,
did you ever see... CKY.
I was a huge CKY fan.
Because we used to skate and bodyboard, and so Bam Margera was one of our idols growing up. So
yep.
A lot of our inspiration was definitely through watching his stuff.
From what I could tell, CKY and Tension came out the same year.
We're watching that and then replicating it and putting our own spin on it.
That's so good. Early to the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, in some respects.
Yeah.
But that, I don't know if you saw in that Tension 1, my friend that ran nude through the wedding, that was in Bunbury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's mad.
At the time, because I remember I told my mum after that, I was like, yeah, Chucky ran nude through the wedding. And she kind of was like, you can't do that. And I'm like, mum, it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. But now I'm a bit older and you see how much weddings mean to girls. You can kind of see how they might not have liked
it. But at the time when you're hanging with your mates, I think the funniest part about that footage is that you're laughing before you can even see him because you know he's about to run naked through this wedding.
Oh, bro.
You can see it there. Getting these beautiful photos of flower girls are there, the bridesmaids are dressed up, and then he's just naked.
I feel like, yeah, your videos would have had the same impact that those videos had on us, because I remember seeing like CKY and Jackass, and then me and my mates, but we were all like pussies, so we'd do nothing that hurt us, just dumb shit.
Yeah.
But you guys did some fucking funny shit, man.
Yeah. That made the local Bunbury paper. I remember the thing we were most proud about that. It was in the paper.
So was that the first hint of being famous? Was that being in the Bunbury paper?
Oh, nah. I don't know about famous. More
infamous.
Yeah, maybe kind of. Yeah. We just were making a name, maybe in the wrong sort of headlines. But, you know, back then, like, it gives you street cred.
Totally.
People like that getting angry at you.
Yeah. That's
yeah, true. It's the right kind of outrage. It's the Karen outrage. Like, we know we're just having a laugh. All the people we want to hang out with will find this funny. The people who don't find this funny, we don't really want to hang out with anyway. So be offended. We're just running around naked. Like, yeah. Look away.
Is there anything you remember from those early videos that stands out as like one of your best memories from them?
Oh, nah, it become like... I think I did, what was it, about 12 movies in 6 years. So they all kind of blend into one.
Yep.
Like if I remember that one because it was number one, but if you named a scene, I couldn't even tell you which number video.
Yeah,
was
right. How did you film it? Because did you have camcorders accessible back in the day? What were you editing it on? Like, I mean.
Yeah, it was Hi8.
Yeah, footage. Yeah, yeah. I have one of them. Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then I remember getting my first 3-chip camera around Tension 2 or 3. And then just edited on computer, like one of them old Macs.
And was that one of those ones where it was just like you had to wait ages for everything to render and shit and you're just fine?
Yeah.
Oh, that was killer.
The first vids we did had like the cockpit with all the levers and all that.
Oh, sick.
Remember,
like your pilot.
Like analog sort of editing. And then I remember the first one I went digital. I was like, no fucking way. Like, I can do this myself without a tech. Like.
Yeah, it's so good. I remember like even when rendering wasn't such a thing, I was like, fuck, do you remember all the time you'd waste? Just be like, you'd make one little change, you'd have to edit for render for 15 minutes. You're like, fuck.
So with the pranks you're doing between surfing bits, how many were planned and how many were just on the spot? You're already at the supermarket.
Oh, most of it was random on the spot. Yeah, or we'd have an idea, like we're going to go to Bunbury and film 5 different things. But the best stuff was always the shit you never planned for.
Yeah,
it's all
totally.
The stuff you plan, it just doesn't quite turn out as good as it in your head.
I think it's the same with some of our comedy videos. We'll write something, but it's the one we film before or after that goes viral or whatever.
Bro, I remember back in the day, I'll write like a full sketch, like 6-hour shoot, getting all these actors. And then the same day I did this one on a trampoline. It's like couples on a trampoline. I'm like, just hold the fucking phone. I go, expectations. And they're just jumping, holding hands with a Taylor Swift song playing. And then the reality, and she's just on bouncing around. I'm jumping over her going, we're on a trampoline. Took 45 seconds to film. Got, I would say, 100 million views or something.
That's
went viral on Facebook. I'm like, fuck this game. I hate it so much. The more you try on the internet, the worse it goes.
Yeah, it's hard.
I did a deep dive on you guys last night.
Oh, yeah?
I was watching, I'm guessing it was Newcastle and that Sox dude.
Oh, dude. Right.
Shit like that, eh? You just
so
can't
wild.
Script it, but it's just so incredible.
Exactly. Just fucking
And that right. guy, we could hear him from, we were waiting at the back to come out and we could hear this guy just yelling. And I was like, fuck me, who the fuck is that? And he was the guy.
I pulled my phone out the curtain. He was second or third row and I filmed him pre-show and it took him so long to see the camera and then he's just like, ah, he just kept yelling, ignoring. I'm like, this is going to be a fucking this. Yeah, but the reason I started filming the crowd work videos was that shit was happening on my shows before I started filming it. It's not like, oh, it's worse now. Like I always would get these loose pub crowds. And I'm like, fuck, I probably should start filming some of these.
Yep.
And then, yeah, one of my fourth crowd work videos was a guy in Rockhampton throwing a glass at me, yelling, turn it up. And it was classic. Like, have you been to Rocky?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's like the Bunbury of Queensland or whatever they say. So it was that was a classic one. Are you like getting around TikTok and that now, or you just
Nah, I posted one video and then I was real sus on whether to do it because I just didn't know too much about it. Felt like I was too late to it.
Yeah, and then
I got community guidelines or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
we get
I was like, that's just a sign. Yeah. I'm just going to let it go. Yeah.
Well, how did you release them back in the day? Because it was all VHS, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have to get in with the Bodyborne mag so they would like send us a free copy initially or something? I'm
kind of
trying to remember how it happened.
It's pretty small, the bodyboard world, so I already knew all the dudes in the mags.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Our way to sell was through surf shops. So we just, at the start, you'd know a few people in a few surf shops, but it was just sort of building that relationship. And then my mum was my distributor, so she'd be sending all the videos to all the different shops. And then it kind of got a little bit easy with big chains like City Beach because they just order bulk amount.
Was it the first one? Did that go sort of viral selling-wise, or did it not go big till the second or third tension?
Yeah, probably around... Yeah, 2, 3, 4.
Was that because of the controversy that helped?
Just because no one knew who we were. The first one, I can't
only
remember.
Only the like the hardcore bodyboarders knew it. They got around, they showed their mates, but then it sort of became a bit more.
And then like you were saying with your shows where people come to see all the crowd stuff, the premieres started getting wilder and wilder. And once we sort of got street cred for that, the premieres would just be packed. Like,
that's mad.
And all the crazy shit would happen there. So it just sort of made it all grow. And then we could, tour it. Pretty simple, exactly what you're doing, really.
Yeah, but I love that old school way of like fully going premieres. Did you go only like majors or did you go like surf towns where you're like, you'd show the movie at the cinemas and stuff?
Yeah, well, I'd just hire a venue and then we'd just do one show. So it was literally the one in each state kind of thing. And then I can't remember, I think around number two, I started going over East and Queensland and stuff. But yeah, thinking about it now, we should have done more shows because they'd sell out. And
make that money. That's where you make all the money, the live shows, bro. Can you take us through the controversy of, I think it was Tension 3?
Tension 3.
I think there was the sheep incident the aqua turd. Yeah, I still remember him, bro.
Yeah, the sheep thing was pretty gnarly. I haven't even really talked about it before too much.
But oh, really?
We were up north and you go camping with nothing. So we're like pitching tents illegally, allegedly. And you run out of food real quick. So we just started fucking eating everything. We were fishing and we were like hunting. So we were eating animals, dude. So it come off looking pretty cruel. That's just us trying to fucking get a meal, eh?
That's funny as.
Yeah.
But what I remember, maybe I'm misremembering, but you were like, you didn't do anything to the sheep, but you were like chanting, jump, jump, jump.
Yeah, peer pressure.
And then the sheep randomly jumped. And you got like heaps of trouble. Like you made the sheep jump. Like they weren't like charging it. It just like.
You'd get off in court, I reckon.
But it didn't die. It just jumped a bit.
Not from the jump.
It got eaten.
Might have got eaten, but
that's funny.
Because I remember that was in the newspapers. That was on a current affair. That was crazy big.
Yeah. I think I had to remove that scene. I don't know whether I was made to or I just thought I better rid of it. So yeah, we got that out.
Probably helped sales.
I probably shouldn't have brought it up then. That was your.
That was the darkest day, bro.
Nah, but I'm like, I know I'm comfortable with myself. I know who I am. I'm not. Like that definitely didn't look right, but I know what happened out there, so I was never ashamed of it or whatever. It was just the thing that happened, so it didn't really affect me too bad. But it was a bit of an eye opener with like as far as animal cruelty, because I'm not into anyone harming animals. But the way it looked was just not how it actually was in real life.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. And the other one, because I think surfers are similar to like football players, and like they're very comfortable being naked around their boys and slapping dicks or whatever. The aqua turd, I remember seeing it, and I was a teenager at the time, and even I was a bit like, that's a close-up video of your mate's butthole taking a shit in the water. Like, it wasn't like from like far away. It was very close.
It's kind of like a human biology lesson too. Hey, like you wouldn't realize it comes out like that.
It was educational.
Yeah,
really.
It was educational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was art house. It was like.
Did you shoot that?
Yeah, that was with this little camera. Rest in peace. It was this lipstick camera. Pardon the pun. But it. I had to get. Yeah, because back then there was no GoPros or anything like yep. that. I had to get this housing made. I spent way too much money on this little camera, but at least it filmed an aquaturno.
Yeah,
it lasted like beautiful.
2 sessions. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And lost it forever.
We were touring around and we were following Steve-O around. Like we were going to venues after him kind of thing. And we heard this story in his new show. Have you seen his new show?
Nah.
What was the main story?
Yeah, there's a story and that always makes people faint. They're like, he will preface it, so there's a bit in my show that makes people faint. You will throw up. If you have a weak stomach, leave now. Because they told us this at, where were we in Brisbane? Eden's Hill.
Yep.
We're doing a show in Eden's Hill. It's a nice 650. And they're telling us, so we had Sivo's show here. And the bit is he gets a vasectomy. And then the day of the vasectomy, he just starts getting kicked in the nuts.
The day after the vasectomy.
He just starts getting kicked in the nuts. He jumps on like poles or whatever. Like a horse kicks his dick hole, all this sort of stuff.
While he's got the stitches down there.
And then, at Eden's Hill, someone got so fucking queasy. They tried to run out the back and they passed out on their way down, hit their head on the on a table and cracked their head open.
Why was he waiting for the vasectomy to do all them stuff? Or was that part of it?
That was part of it.
So it's like sensitive stitches.
Apparently, it's.
And then I'm going to just get it fucking booted.
He's next level. Hey?
Oh,
next
dude.
Level.
The have other you one. Had the cut?
What's that?
Have you had the cut?
Nah.
Well, apparently it's very painful. My mate was telling me about it last night, actually.
Yeah, true. The other one he did was he was the first person to wank off on an aeroplane doing parachuting out and he's just wanking off. That was another one of his clips.
To completion or just the...
I think to completion.
Jesus.
Which is impressive. So there's some stuff to work towards.
Yeah, well there's some stuff to work towards.
You can do some shit like that.
I think the...
Aquaturd next level.
You're out of that game, but aren't you?
Yeah. The pain stuff, I don't know. I never...
Nah, I couldn't.
Never got into it and I kind of almost half watch it. Like I remember watching stuff physically covering a bit of the screen. Like, yeah. Who are them dudes that used to nail their nuts and shit?
Oh, there
that
was
dirty Alex and Tom. I think. They did that last night in the hotel room, bro. Was it
Dirty Sanchez? Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those guys were fucked.
Yeah. Got too heavy for me. Yeah.
I remember
I'll be the
one
dude passing out.
Okay, yeah. If you go, your crew was the Jackass crew, which Jackass member would you have been then? Would you be the Knoxville then?
Oh.
Knoxville does some cook shit.
I couldn't do it. I wouldn't hang in their crew. They were too next. Yeah.
They were wild.
The shit, you can't even go sleep near them, eh?
No, I'd like have a fucking door bolted if I was with those guys.
They still are wild, bro.
Eric Andre recently said he was doing a show with Knoxville and had to quit because he was just like going to work every day just anxious.
Yeah, the prank show where it's supposed to be people like doing pranks and stuff and Knoxville just every now and then would tase him when they were sitting at a table.
Yeah, like not even getting filmed as well, I think was the problem.
Yeah.
It's like if it's content,
pre-kids maybe.
Our buddy Raka Raka, they were on one of Knoxville's film. It was over in Africa. They were doing like a kind of an acting role. They didn't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
They said Knoxville did this stunt. He got knocked out. It was that one with about the amusement park, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then like his jaw came out or some shit. Yeah. And he put it back and his teeth came out. And he's like, why are you still doing these stunts, bro? Yeah.
Dude, that's
can
an early life.
Can you imagine blindfolding yourself with a bull running at like that is
yeah
not too many
it's
humans
just death wish.
What animal do you think you could take
in a fight?
Yeah.
Ooh. We've had a talk about, I forget who brought it up on one of our pods, but a kangaroo. I didn't buy that they could actually fight anyone because they have such little arms. I just think
arms.
But then it was pretty controversial. It was some of the so many DMs people go, no, they fuck you up.
And it's the legs, right?
Look up kangaroo fighting right now. We need to see where we can take a
kangaroo. Because they don't use their
arms,
do they? They kind of grab but use their legs.
Yeah. I feel like they just kind of puff up but they've got nothing.
Yeah.
Well, there's those big reds have all that show muscle. They've got that gym, we only do arm sort of muscle. I feel like, does that mean you can fight? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you do jiu-jitsu, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You know some holds to take a kangaroo down.
That's
surely.
What I was backing myself against a kangaroo.
Yeah, I reckon you could get them.
But do they just come to the same holds that a human does?
Oh, like are there.
Like would the fucking re-naked choke or whatever work? It would work on a roo, you
reckon? I reckon it would.
Yeah, I reckon you'd have to crank it. Like the actual choke, his neck would be too small. But you could definitely like contort his neck, like bend it in half.
What animal do you reckon? What animal do you reckon would be best for a wrestle? Just like from
funnest?
Yeah, just from, a spectator sample. Yeah. But they're fucking strong, bro.
Strong as fuck, but you'd gotta have the be technique the best. On him.
So you'll need like an anemic chimp. Like a no, like,
nah,
like you, a weaker chimp, because I think too that would be too strong for you.
You'd have to back your technique,
chimp. Or a baby chimp, or you'd back your technique.
Yeah, because so in the gym, you come across dudes that are really big and muscly, like totally more strength than you. And if you've been training longer than them and you have better technique, you can overcome their strength. That's the theory behind like the whole art of it. But yeah, chimp would fuck me up, but it would be fun.
It'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's do
it. You're also pretty horny. You might be able to just get it hard and distracted. Turns real sexy, real. Because I was at the zoo recently.
They are always fucking.
And they were wanking.
They are all wanking.
They're all wanking.
Monkeys wank a lot, bro.
There was one, and one was licking its dick. Like, there was like a whole gangbang going on. And I was at the zoo with the kids walking past. I was like, this is inappropriate.
It's because they're bored as fuck.
True.
And they can also wank with their feet.
That's cool.
So they can
Can we do that?
I'll try. I don't think I'm flexible enough. I'm not very flexible.
I think once you'd get, I think you could do the initial thing, but then once you're like, I need to finish now, you'd lose momentum. You know what I mean? Once you get in it, like with the left hand. I don't want to go too into detail on that. Okay, but let's say we're doing a human versus animal full fight night. Because celebrity fights are big at the moment. The Sidemen are doing all their boxing ones. We got you versus a chimp. What other animal do you think we could get in? We got the kangaroo. We'll have the boxing versus the kangaroo. Mm. They actually used to do that, didn't they?
I don't know. How'd your Googie search go?
Yeah, I found a pretty cool clip here.
Is that the dog one?
Oh, I've seen this. This guy punched.
Because
he's fucking with his dog or something.
Yeah, it's got his dog in a headlock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did
have
a headlock.
And then he squares up.
See? Bang.
Just across.
Yeah, that shocked him, eh?
Nah, he walked off. The kangaroo didn't move.
Yeah.
Nah, but it stunned him.
Oh, no, it's
bad. So everyone's like, oh, they sit on their tail and they claw you.
Yeah.
And then you try and find footage or.
Oh, I found one here.
They barely.
Okay, let's see.
Because I guess your stomach is pretty supple.
Oh, this woman's done for. Oh, no. Okay.
Close this was the one who just keeps falling around trying to fight him and he just kept pushing it off.
You can see how he uses his legs soon.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's all about the legs, wherever they got, because all your strength comes from your legs too.
Yeah, he controlled distance so well. He's got good skill.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, they're all tall.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But they got that tail, man.
But then you see those.
What's that tail gonna do? I've heard stories about the claw, like opening up someone.
Yeah, it's a lie though, I reckon. Because there's no footage of anyone's tummy being ripped open or.
Yeah, see, they go the kick and use the tail.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, they don't look that good. But you do see those ones in the outback that are just like fucking beasts. Yeah. You're
I think we Googled and there was like one confirmed death in 20 years.
Ah, okay.
It's pretty kangaroos on kangaroo gets pretty gnarly.
I think it is fun telling foreigners they're dangerous though.
Yeah.
Kangaroo on kangaroo.
In suburban street fight.
That's mad.
Hit him, ba.
Get him, can't.
Get him, can't.
Have you ever fought any animals?
Oh, good question. That's a great question.
A dog ever ripped on you or anything?
Nah, I've been bitten by a dog. But it was my mate's dog. And I was patting
on Hemsworth's cock. I heard you was talking about that.
Yeah. Yo! Chris Hemsworth doesn't have a penis. Share it.
Every episode we bring it up.
I think we've done him 5 of the last 6 episodes. He's too perfect. It's good for him to stay humble.
He's got something wrong.
Good for him to stay humble by not having a penis.
I remember I was in fucking Europe somewhere.
How is this related to Chris Hemsworth's penis?
Oh, this is about animals attacking.
Okay, go.
We were in some weird, I think it was in Italy at a port and it wasn't open. So we had to wait till the morning for the ferry. And we're sitting there and like 5 fucking dogs surround us, like wild dogs. And they're all like snarling and barking. And we're like, holy shit. We like made a wall of our bags. We had out like a Swiss Army knives. We're like, I don't know what's going to happen here. And they walked off eventually. But they were all like surrounded us. Like, we thought we were going to have to go man versus dog.
Yeah. Mexico, I've seen they hunt in packs, hey? It gets fucking pretty scary. Yeah. On the beach, and you see a big pack of these wild dogs coming up.
Scary,
like,
yeah.
Well, that's what the dingoes on Fraser Island, whatever it's called now, they fucking bail up tourists all the time, bro, because they're wild dogs.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a dingo is.
I think we do.
Yeah. I heard some, the comedian that just came over, Mark Normand, they went to a zoo. And they were talking about how they were so disappointed with the dingo. They were just like,
it's just a dog.
It's just a dog.
It's just a bit of a dirty dog.
Well, then we need to show him the right dingo then. I don't like that. Let's prank him with a wild dingo, put in his hotel room.
I feel like Tasmanian devils are kind of cooler looking. Tasmanian tigers. Which one doesn't exist anymore?
The same animal, I think.
Tiger. The tiger doesn't exist.
And but isn't Tassie Devil from Looney Tunes?
Yeah. Yeah.
People reckon they see him, but I think they're full of shit.
Yeah, right.
Fuck yeah.
Not the Looney Tunes. The
the real ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who would you fight out of animals?
Bro, I'm scared of emus. Emus have fucking got the strongest necks, bro. They got like fucking...
Even at zoos, they're scary. They'll fucking go, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So I wouldn't want to fight one of them. Cassowary would
be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Be funny to watch, though.
I think a goat. I think I'd have a good fight with a goat.
Goat?
No way.
Goat would fuck you up, dude.
Nah, you got to get low. Low man wins. That's what they say in NFL. Low man wins.
They charge you.
Yeah, so I'm going to get lower. Put your head in its four legs out. And then also, like, I'm not saying... Yeah, I could take a goat.
Okay.
I can take a goat.
Imagine that if we started a podcast versus animal series.
Oh, that would be quick. Quick cancellation.
Yeah, people love their animals.
Yeah, you can't really punch a goat and get away with it anymore.
How many cats do you think you could beat in a fight?
Cats are fucked.
Mm.
Cats are scary because they're pretty unpredictable. A guy I work with said a cat came through his window in his kitchen and started attacking his dog, I think, and he tried to get it away. It went on his head and started doing circles, and he's bald, cut the fuck out of his head, and then he went to the bathroom. Wait, it gets worse. Went to the bathroom because there was blood all over him, and he shut his eyes to look, and he could see through because it cut through his eyelid.
Bro, this is a cartoon. You're thinking of Tom and Jerry.
Was that cut still on his head when he was in the bathroom?
No, I think he got it off, but it fully clawed around.
He started doing circles on his head. That's a cartoon, bro.
And he's a big dude. He's like an English dude. And he's just got
rolled.
Sounds
like the best hat.
Yeah, that's a cool hat. Yeah. Cat hat.
Picture to bunny.
Yeah, cat hat.
The cat hat. Oh, that's mad.
In the perfect circle, you picture its tail and everything.
All curled up like one of those raccoon hats.
Oh, bro.
That'd be a baller.
Let's go.
Oh, man. So how many tensions did you make? Was it 11?
Back to this. Okay.
Yeah.
Got distracted. Back 11, to 10 attentions.
Yeah, so I did 10 and then 2 Hawaii videos, so there was 12. Sick. And now...
Was that an excuse to film in Hawaii?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yep.
You're like Adam Sandler of the surfing world, bro. All his movies now, he just wants to film in fucking Africa or whatever. Hawaii. He does half his films in Hawaii,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah. And now I'm working on number 11.
Sick.
Bro, so another excuse. So good.
I think I'm going back to Hawaii this year. So.
Hell yeah.
So is this sort of tension 11? You don't have to do spoilers if you don't want, but is this sort of bringing the younger gen through? Is
that a little bit, yeah. Mixing. So I've done a couple of trips with some of the newer gen with the older gen.
Oh, sick.
So it's been fun, man.
Heaps fun.
Yeah. So we started doing this live show called Up in Joke, and it was a little bit of the first one we did, I showed like a tension reunion, and then it was all sort of new comedy with skits all mixed in, kind of like a hybrid video comedy show.
Sick.
And the reception for Tension when we were there was just incredible. It was like all the old premieres. I was like, fuck, maybe I'll go again. Just that sense of community was so cool. And then I said, I bought a new camera. And I said, I'm doing another one. And then the last show we just did, I had a preview for Tension 11 and it brought the house down again. So
hell
like,
yeah.
Have to.
So, that's so good.
So are you doing stand-up too or your co-host does?
I'm actually shit scared of public speaking. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Really?
I didn't think I'd do it. I only started doing it when I was turned 30 as well. Like, so I like didn't want to do it for like 10 years. I was like, I'm never doing it. And then one day I was like, eh.
Yeah.
But I used to get shit scared.
Yeah, everyone has different fears. Some people hate public speaking. Some people hate pooing while their mates filming their buttholes. You know, it's just different. Different things.
It's so weird. Hey, I'll jump in shark-infested waters without batting an eyelid. Put me in front of 500 people like you guys do and I'll shimmy.
Okay, not to harp on it, but what sharks do you reckon you could take?
None of them. They're fucking...
Poor Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's what I was like. I remember my first shark encounter. I would have been year 10 or something. I was down Gerringong. You know Gerringong?
Yeah.
Yeah, with my mate Simo. And he's a bit more of a surfer than me. I was out bodyboarding. He was on the stand up. And there's a shark out there. He just caught a wave. And I see this shark fin right near me. I'm like, I'm fucking going in, booking it, freaking out. It was just me and him out there. as I'm going past him, I go past him as he's ducked down. I go, Shazza. I get into the water. I'm standing there. I'm like, come in, come in. And he's not coming in. I'm like,
oh shit,
what's going on? Eventually, I give it 10 minutes. I go, I gotta go tell him. I'm not a hero, but whatever. I'm gonna go risk life and limb. I go out. I go, bro, there's a shark here. He goes, yeah, that's the local shark. That's Fred. He named it or some shit. There's just some shark that's always on that point. It's like, don't worry, it's harmless. Funny. It's probably a Port Jackson. I'm like, what the fuck, cunt? You can't say probably.
Yeah, you got to be sure.
But real surfers are generally pretty not worried about them at all, eh?
Depends on the breed.
Depends on the
like
shark.
Like a Wobbegong or a Port Jackson or lemon shark. Like there's so many you don't have to worry about, but there's like three or four that you don't want.
The bulls, the great whites. I guess you wouldn't see a great white bar, would you?
Yeah, that's the main fear.
Have you seen one?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I've been out this wave of the right and I was videoing in the water, sitting on a bodyboard, and surfer Kobe was probably about 50 metres away and he was towing on a jet ski, and between him and this jet ski, he saw a massive great white.
Ooh, fuck that.
And he's just yelling out to everyone like, shark, shark. Like,
oh, fuck.
And I'm just sitting high and dry. Everyone else is on skis. I'm the only guy sitting in the water. I was like, fuck.
But then, fuck. Do you... With that, I always wonder, do you paddle fast or will that cause too much ripple?
Yeah, you've so you try to stay calm,
paddle.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I just sat there, like, just looking around, waiting for someone to.
Oh, you just sat there, so you had the fist ready?
Nah, I was holding my camera. I was shitting it. I'm not going to try and sound tough. I was fucking shitting
it. Yeah, yeah.
But I just jumped on the back of a ski and then we gave it about an hour and it was like an epic day. Then I was like, fuck, do I keep shooting in the water? And then I was like, because like towards sunset it gets
shooting. Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
It gets worse towards sunset. They sort of went out hunting and then I was like, fuck it, it's probably gone. And then
surfers are fucking nuts,
and
bro.
Then yeah, that last 15 minutes, that's the scariest I've ever been shooting for sure.
Oh, yikes.
And he still did it. Oh, it's probably not coming back, boys.
Because right, I don't know. Yeah,
but you don't want to do stand up. That's too
scary. No. Have you ever seen a killer whale or anything? Was that an urban myth?
I have actually, yeah. But not in the wild. It was on a tour to see them.
Okay,
but they're fucking surreal. They're different. Such cool animals.
They're massive.
Yeah.
There's always like a couple killer whale stories popping up amongst some of my friends. I'm like, you didn't fucking see a killer whale.
Yeah.
But apparently they're around.
And they're like the kangaroos never attack humans unless in captivity.
Flipping boats.
Oh, fucking hell.
They're flipping boats. If we
is
need,
that what happened to that submarine?
You didn't need anything else to worry about. Killer whales are flipping boats.
Yeah, like
you ain't
profit.
Safe anywhere, motherfucker. Yeah, for profit. Oh, they're flipping them. Yeah. They buy a cheap boat. Yeah. They do it up.
That's nice.
They say they're that smart too.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
Cunts are on.
They're That's doing funny. A number on the Titanic at the moment, really brushing it up. So it's looking good.
Is that the closest encounter you've had with a big shark or you had some whoppers?
I've had, yeah, that... They've had one scarier than that one was because we're so far out, no boats, and there's these sharks called Makos, and when they jump, they spin in the air, and this fucking cunt span at us. Like,
oh, shit.
And we're about a good 800 metres to a kilometre out, four of us, and three of the dudes were just like, shut! Like, everyone saw it, right? Yeah. And they just started, like, paddling how you're not meant to, and a couple of us... were like, no, calm down, just paddle in a tight group calmly. But two dudes were already gone. Like,
oh, fuck.
I love that. It's like when you see like snakes and stuff, you're like, be cool. And that one person's
gone.
Damn it.
Cunts.
Yeah.
How do they spin in the air?
They're I don't know why they do
Street
that.
Fighter moves. That's not fucking fair.
That's not fair.
Yeah. It's like the intimidation, I think. Because when you just see it spiraling, you're like, what the fuck is this cunt doing? Like,
yeah, that's scary as shit.
What's your favorite surf town in Australia?
I love Marks, I think, just because...
Local.
Yeah.
Are you from this
area?
I'm
from Perth, but I lived in Marks for a few years.
Yeah, so he's just repping the West Coast.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's as far as waves go, it's pretty crowded. There is good waves, but a lot of the good sort of where the best waves are, people don't really like you talking about them, so...
Oh, yeah. You don't want to fucking get him out. That's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, because we'll be there. We'll be there. No, you don't want to see it. We'll drive straight there, bro.
Yeah.
Have you surfed before?
I think I did a surf trip at school and I barely learned how.
Can you swim?
And we snuck out and just got really pissed at night.
Can you swim?
Can I swim? Yeah.
Like 50 meters?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't done it in a long time, but I did swimming lessons. It's Australia.
Yeah,
he couldn't swim till he was 14 though, because he's from South Africa.
Lord, you couldn't swim. Oh yeah, we had a swim and race, and Luke technically won it, and then he passed out on the. He had his heart was beating too fast. He couldn't move for about 3 hours. This was a 15-meter swim and race.
And I'm running, so I'm a bit better now. But
now you're running. So you don't learn to swim in South Africa?
I just didn't have a pool growing up.
You just didn't have a pool.
But like, it's more like a part of Australian culture. You kind of have to.
Yeah, we didn't have a pool either. We just went to like the local pool.
Like you do it in school and shit. Like they'd make you. Yeah.
I got there. I was in the swimming team later.
Swimming team. Oh, full circle.
I feel like South Africa has crazier animals than here.
Oh, for sure. Rhinos, yeah. Hippos are psycho. Hey, hippos like they're actually really mean.
They're the DL killers. You don't understand. They do the most deaths.
They're always cute in cartoons, so you think they'd be chill.
And it's the, you know, the problem is because of the game Hungry Hungry Hippo. You play that as a kid. You're like, they're so cute. They're very hungry.
They are hungry. Yeah,
hungry
for flesh.
Hungry for skulls, baby. Apparently, they kill. I know they kill the most in a.
And they're sexual predators.
Oh shit. Okay.
Just throwing that out from nowhere.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I just heard it.
They're like hungry, like horny, hungry.
Horny hippos.
Yeah. Horny hippos.
Surely, you know, you see the movies where there's like game. The rich people and they like watch humans do weird. Surely they've set up like lions versus apes. And
dude, I'd want to see it.
There was
honest.
A Japanese like, YouTube channel where they did heaps of insects and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like,
insect fighting, I've seen
no,
that.
No, it's called That's Japanese sick. Bug Fights. Yeah. It's like a YouTube channel where they'll get like spider versus scorpion in a cage. It's actually really entertaining, but it's kind of intense.
It's sick.
And they'll do like bee versus fucking centipede, like these crazy things, and they'll just go each other. Yeah. Fucking wild.
That's a good wormhole to get down.
That's cancelled
so,
now.
So something about bum fights popped up.
Explain
on my,
bum fights
on my TikTok. You saw bum fights, didn't you?
Oh no, for the listeners.
Oh, for the listeners. Well, this man would pay homeless people to fight.
Yeah,
that's the whole.
It's kind of win-win, don't you think?
Yeah,
they got money. They got a bit of exercise.
Yeah.
You're paying to do jujitsu right now, aren't you? You got to. So they got to do it and get paid unskilled.
Yeah.
It's not a treat that comes often.
So if we mix like a jiu-jitsu school with a zoo, we could start a new business. You want to come fight a chimp?
What, Jew fights? You can't call it that, bro. You can't call it that. But what was funny about bum fights is sometimes it was two random bums and sometimes they actually had beef. They had like homeless beef.
Oh, shit.
And it was like full a lot into it. But what popped up on my TikTok the other day, so... Back in the day, bum fights is popping. The guy who created it's making a lot of money off the poor, disenfranchised sort of people, sort of not right, mentally unwell people as well, some of them. He goes on Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's obviously going to tell him off for doing this shit. He dresses up as Dr. Phil.
That's pretty
and
funny.
Tells him off for doing the same thing because that's what Dr. Phil does. Look it up. Look up the YouTube.
That sounds funny.
It's so fucking funny. And he's like, does the ball cap. He does the mustache. Hair and everything.
Yeah.
Bro, it popped up on my TikTok. I'm like, that cannot funny. Be fucking true. But it's actually so clever because exactly that's what Dr. Phil is. You wouldn't have.
You can't.
Make money if people weren't fucked up. You're exploiting them for TV.
Well, yeah.
You're Dr. not really Phil. Helping them, doctor. You're not fucking checking in every week with him, are you?
His greatest weakness is himself, Dr. Phil. So it was a power move.
Wait, can you say that on the mic?
do the
accent.
Do the South African
accent.
Remember
the bit with the bum hunter, and it was the guy dressed like Steve Irwin, and he would just go and fucking hogtie homeless people.
What?
Do you remember that bit?
No.
Never heard of this guy, but he sounds incredible.
It was hogtie.
It was a segment in Bum Fight. I don't think I ever actually watched it.
Well, we heard Bum Hunter. We're like, oh, is that a Mardi Gras thing? yeah, Alex has got it up. Let's have a listen.
Yeah. Oh, he does look like Dr.
Talk to you.
Why not?
That's despicable. I don't want to talk to you. You can go.
He invites. Okay.
If you think I exploit people, every time you bring a guest on this show, you exploit them and spread whatever problems they have to the whole world. You think that's helping them?
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. You can go.
He's shaved his head. That's not a bald cap.
Oh,
he's committed.
It's impressive, huh?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are, huh?
Bye.
Hey, bud, come on.
Huh? No, I'm not finished talking to you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Come on. Yeah, you are.
Oh, Dr. Phil's a bitch. Dr. Phil's a bitch.
How scripted do you reckon that is? Like, did Dr. Phil know that's happening?
Nah.
You don't reckon?
Nah.
I reckon he knew it was happening,
He might have got the heads up he's dressing like you, but he wouldn't have told anyone that's about to happen. Dr. Phil's a bitch that, like, someone's got a good point on you.
Yeah.
Has been an interesting guest.
And he was kind of a hotter version of Dr.
Phil. Yeah,
he was. So he's kind of like, he's got me covered here. Like,
his wife is always in the audience as well, and his wife would have been like, hello.
Yeah, it's like Daddy Phil. Daddy Phil. That's very interesting. To have the power on your own show, you're like, I'm losing the crowd here.
They always do that on, like, news talk shows in America. If they've got, like, someone debating them, they're like, no. Well, you can leave.
There's a recent random beef I've been following lately. Do you like follow Eric Andre at all?
Nah.
So the Eric Andre show is great.
It's funny.
Funny, bizarre, absurd show. And he's always the weirdest dude on it. And he recently said Chet Hanks was his worst guest
Tom Hanks'
ever.
Son is Tom like Hanks' really weird. Son.
Because he got Chet Hanks on and they try to fuck with him and they're all awkward out. Chet Hanks is kind of a weird dude anyway, so he did this weird energy putting into it, and Eric Andre hated it, broke character, saying, why are you being such a weirdo? Like, why are you fucking up the show? And Chet Hanks is just like giving
off
this.
Funny.
It's got him, bro. It was so good.
What's the show on?
Eric Andre's show would be on
it's on Adult Swim.
Yeah. But yeah, Tom Hanks' son's a vibe, bro.
He's so weird. He sings in like a Jamaican accent, does raps.
He did a song called White Boy Summer.
And did he deliberately go on there to outweird him?
Yeah.
I think he said he looked it up beforehand and was like, oh, I see what's going on here. I'm going to outweird him.
Like, you might have looked up this show and said, you're gonna out-shoey us. I'm not sure where you're going.
Do you know what I actually thought when you messaged me? I thought it was a stitch-up from the guys who we do our show with.
Right.
So in our first Up and Joke show, we kind of stitched them up a few times.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
And then this whole time for our second show, I was just waiting.
Imagine if you came in and like just shot us with a water gun or something really random. And we're like, dude, what are you doing?
That
like,
was the whole stitch up.
Well, we got a dude to pull nunchucks on them.
That's funny.
So it's kind of, but yeah, I actually was half expecting this to be. I didn't know what I was walking into.
Yeah, it's funny, like punked.
But then when I rocked up, I seen there must be your little tour bus out the front, hey? Yep. And then the token Asians at the front.
Yeah, they're our security.
They've outdone themselves if this is...
Yeah, they've gone hard.
They're our casino buddies.
I want to talk about this story while we got you, about what happened when your family was in Hawaii with Kelly Slater.
The famous story, yeah. Take us through it.
Basically... My wife Sarah had my youngest kid in a pram, and it was you know, Hawaii gets huge swells. It's like swell of the season kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even with them. They were just walking. She had her headphones on, like, you know, girls do their exercise with a pram. So she was just locked in, and she was going across this bridge, and this huge wave just sort of broke and crashed over the bridge.
Holy shit.
And Kelly Slater he was probably like 50 meters away and kind of saw it all unfolding, and they were actually yelling out to her to watch out for this wave coming, but she was just oblivious.
Yeah, right.
And then, just swept her and the pram across this road. Shit. Luckily, there was no cars at the time because it's like a highway.
Fuck. And,
and then, she's got pressed against across the road, and then there's like a tree and a fence, and because of all the water surging, she kind of just got held against it, and the pram had tipped over.
Fuck.
And he was strapped in, so Van was kind of in the water. So it was kind of sketchy, but at the same time, it wasn't sort of that bad. But Slater just luckily was the first guy there, and he flipped the pram over. And
what a fucking superhero.
Cool. Yeah.
Just randomly first guy on the scene is Kelly Slater.
Yeah, maybe he made the wave.
Six-time world champion. Yeah, probably surfed in, picked him up on the board, surfed off.
He's been...
pulled in at the end.
It's not like the first time something like that for him. I think he's saved like six different lives.
Wow. Years.
Yeah.
That's
he's
cool.
Like, legit got a weird energy.
Yeah.
I used to work at I don't know if you know Jamboree Action Park. It's a water park down past Wollongong. I was in I did the bottom of the water slides and I did the wave pool. And I would have saved six people who thought they were drowning. Because they hit the water slide, they come in at the end, it's about chest height. But people who aren't used to water, don't know where they are. They lose their fucking sense. And I'm like, stand up. Stand up. And they're fucking going like that. And I'll just walk in and like, stand up. And they're like, thank you so much. I'm like, I'm a hero, whatever.
So you're kind of like the Kelly Slater of this podcast.
I will say that. Okay. I would say that. You don't want to compare yourself to the Jackass boys. I'd say I'm Kelly Slater and Steve-O rolled into one. Not Steve-O. Go Knoxville. No, go the naked English dude.
Okay.
Go him. Yeah. That's more my comp. And you're Bear Margera.
Now.
Can actually see it though, eh?
Yeah, dude. Fuck. He was one of my heroes growing up, and then like seeing his stuff lately is pretty scary.
Yeah.
And the boy's trying to help him, but it's a bit difficult.
Are you mates with Kelly Slater still?
A little bit, yeah. Like we chat a bit on DM and all that.
The surf crew.
Me and Alex watched your Ninja Warrior, and Kelly Slater's on the screen watching him do the course.
Oh, love that.
Like the Wizard of Oz, dude. He was like, ooh.
Was the wife on the screen too or not?
Yeah, they're on the sidelines. Oh, so, yeah.
The two we'll biggest people, like Kelly Slater and the wife. That's fucking sick. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
We'll have to show you.
Do you want me to get it up?
Oh, yeah. So Ninja Warrior, was that a couple years ago?
Yeah, I did 2020 and 21. I did 2 seasons.
Oh, you did 2 seasons?
Yeah.
How'd you get into that? Were you already doing that type of training?
No, I was fishing in Kalbarri, school holidays, and the show just came on.
And you were just like, all right.
Or my son's like, could you do that, Dad? And I was like, looking at it. Because you know, when you watch it, you kind of think.
You're like, I created tension. You think I can't do that?
I could fuck up a kangaroo.
I was watching a thing. I think I could do that. And then, when my son, because you know, your kids think the world of you, think you can do everything. Yeah. I was like, fuck, I'll see you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then I just tried out and then got on and then, become.
Oh, so you didn't really train, you just kind of went for it? Or?
I went to there's like a local gym that has all the obstacles.
Sick.
And one of our podcast listeners had been on the show and he heard us talking about it. He's like, oh, I'll take you there and see if you got what it takes kind of thing.
How good.
So then I went with him and he's like, yeah, I reckon you could do it. So I tried out and
went to the local school, crushed the monkey bars. He's like, I'm good enough for that. Done.
So I feel like Frenchie would think that he could do Ninja Warrior.
Oh no, that is one thing I'm not.
You know, I reckon?
I'm overly confident about a lot of things. Team sports, not individuals. Core strength, no fucking way. My hands would be done on the first thing.
Yeah,
that first thing, what you run across, I could do that. I mean, that as soon as the upper body comes in, I'm done. I'm
that
off.
First thing is the scariest obstacle of them all.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Just because you don't want to be the guy that.
Yeah.
So it's in your head, you're like.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Because every year, they don't even show it. It happens so much. They are actually a little bit more difficult. Or the first few seasons where it's the big steps, they're not too hard. But the little ones, they actually wobble. They're actually harder than they look.
Ooh. What we should do, this is actually a sick idea. Okay. We're going to make our own show. It's called Fruit Ninja Warrior. So it's a slightly easier obstacle course, but you get a sword as you run along and people throw fruit at you.
A sword. Someone's cutting their head off.
Okay, we don't need a sword. You just run along and people throw fruit at you while you're trying to do the obstacles, like tomatoes.
Like a Spanish group of Spanish people and, just going on.
And the odd coconut, so it's
and
like.
And the odd coconut. I was going to say the fruit maybe gets harder, or you know there's 20 tomatoes, 50 grapes, there's 2 coconuts. So you know once you dodge
there's one watermelon
one
as well.
And
one
a boiled egg, really.
A boiled egg, yeah.
One more watermelon.
Frozen egg.
Drop from a drone.
Okay. And you can hear it the whole time, so it's intense. Like,
oh yeah,
and sharks in the water. Okay, just to spice it up.
Sharks in the water.
And there's a kangaroo every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm writing that down. I'm
pitch the show, eh?
Great idea. Fruit Ninja Warrior. No, but that'd be fun to play. Even if it's like we could set that up. I'll be happy if you guys throw fruit at me.
There's some Ninja Warrior courses around now, isn't there, that you can do? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring our own fruit. We'll say, hey, we brought our own food. Is that cool?
And they'll be like.
They say yes. They don't know we're throwing it.
Weren't you doing some in your front yard?
Yeah. I've got a little setup.
Yeah, that's mad.
So my younger son really took to the sport. And he loves it. He's actually a freak at it.
Yeah, sick.
I'm actually traveling with him to Melbourne in October.
Yeah,
he's going in a competition.
So. Oh, sick.
Yeah.
How old is he?
9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
You should get him into being an actual ninja, maybe.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah. He started jiu-jitsu when he was young. And
take him to Japan. Hell yeah. Give him to a family for a couple of years.
Take him
see
to
what
Paris,
happens.
Get him to steal some artwork. I'm thinking that kind of ninja stuff.
I think.
Oh, Ocean's 11.
Japan,
yeah. But you rob in Paris. If you're going to rob, you rob in Paris.
Oh, you're thinking of the Kanye song. Ninjas in Paris.
Yeah.
Okay, show me this. Show me this. Cool.
Oh, yeah. So this is the first year. That one, them ones.
Oh, they're wider apart than I thought they were.
Yeah, no, but they're not too bad. But it's the year second after year. Where they changed
we'll
them.
We'll have to watch that.
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
Don't worry. Oh, he's jumping.
Yeah, he's gone double-handed too. He's
been very careful.
Very careful. Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Oh, you got a feel for the tramp before you did it.
Yeah. None of them involve a mini
tramp. Smashed it.
Oh, yeah, you crushed that. Oh, in the ropes. Oh, you have to do that a bit faster, yeah.
Well, that's a bit contentious. I swear sometimes that one, they can make that easier or harder. Because there's a dude sitting under a stage with a rope.
Oh, so if they like you,
they want you to do well.
It's like riding the bucking bull at a bar. Sometimes they're like,
if the chick's got big titties, they're really rock.
They want to see it for a while, but if it's a douche, they're like, so you can't. Yeah. That's okay. He's got the safety of that static. Right, this one. Oh, this is epic. I couldn't do one
of
these.
He's got the
bro.
Bar and he's doing like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Oh, they got shirts made up.
Yeah.
Love that.
The Wong Ninja, but they... I think it was slightly.
Wow.
you're a full lip reader, right?
Wow. Wow. See, look at him. He's like the Wizard of Oz in the background.
Let's go. A young man with some
coaching tips. Was that intimidating having him just watch you?
A little bit. Kind of. I don't know. Just knowing he's there supporting you kind of was good. But yeah, definitely a bit nerve wracking.
Yeah, for sure. The second last obstacle.
Here he goes. Hits the tramp. Yes, got it. So this one, you probably won't. They cut it. But I jumped up and I had the correct grip, and right there I've got the wrong grip.
Straight to the water.
Bro. So close. Did you reckon you had the last obstacle too?
There was just a wall after that, which is, that's,
You can't run up a wall, bro.
Yeah. The wall, that actually the next year when I did it, because the wall I was thinking is the easiest thing ever because I've skated my whole life running up half pipes. For some reason, the first time I got to the wall, I didn't make it up the first time. I slipped or something.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
But then, all of a sudden, because you've only got three shots to go up the wall, when I slipped on the first, I was like, holy fuck, if I don't make this, I've only got one more shot.
Yeah.
But then I got up the second time.
Oh,
so I was
sick.
Like,
how good.
But it's weird. It's so weird. In your training or whatever, you'll never get the adrenaline of the night. So on the night, your legs are heavy because they're...
Adrenaline, I thought I'd be performing better.
I don't know, but everything, like you grip on the night, you just grip harder so your muscles are sore. And you just try everything a bit harder. So you can see the guys that are really good at it, they're still loose.
Like next time you do it, do you think you'll be able to sneak a sneaky promo in for Tension 11? Possibly a drop roll before you even start.
Yeah, sure.
Like an OG drop roll with a TV, maybe.
Walk onto the stage.
In, bro. Yeah. All your mate streaks naked while you're on the fucking ropes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I had so many ideas and things like that, but nothing. I kind of choked when it comes to it.
Yeah, too much pressure.
You did very well. And you got through the second time. Is that what you're saying? You got through the
semis. Next year I did,
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny. Another thing we wanted to talk about, because it's been all over the news, is what do you think about Mark Zuckerberg fighting Elon Musk?
I was just listening to a bit about that. I think Musk will smoke him, eh?
You reckon?
Because he's so much bigger. Yeah. And I didn't know he's got a background in judo.
Does he?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because Zuck's been training with MMA boys, though. And you were saying it's all about the technique.
Yeah. Yeah, Zuck would definitely have better jits than him, but he's quite little, I think.
Right.
And just that size gap, I'm backing Musk for sure.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah, well, if we're going to put a bet down. Are they better? Really
what happens if it goes to the ground?
Well, judo's pretty good, like, to stop jiu-jitsu because it's very similar sport, just less submissions. So it's more likely...
Tom's a submissive.
Zuck would have more ability to actually finish a choke or whatever, but Musk would have a better ability just to hold him down and get on top of him.
Yeah, right. That's good.
But they're taking it serious. Both like Musk training with the best jiu-jitsu mind in the world, plus George St. Pierre.
I would have put money on it being a joke when I first saw it.
Yeah.
They're going to fight. And then
they
got to
put something big on the line. They got to put something big on the line, like embarrassing. Like they need to do like a video going, Facebook is the greatest.
No, they got to just take a long distance photo of them doing a shit.
like tension.
What's long distance though? I don't know what the fuck that was.
Figured out what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's public speaking for you, bro. You got to figure it out.
Nah, you got to improv. Yeah, just a real. All right, we'll do the close-up underwater shot of their asshole.
That's the one. Yeah. But then you wouldn't know whose it is, so it's not that embarrassing.
Okay, their face is next to it.
Okay, yeah, like a dick selfie.
Yeah,
their face in it.
Do you see the footage of Zach from hanging out with Izzy and Volk the other day? And they were wakeboarding.
No. Nah.
Oh, it's pretty bad for Zach. He's on the wakeboard, and you can see like he's standing up, but it looks like his upper body is a different human to his lower body.
That's funny.
Oh, just no.
Yeah.
Coordination.
He looks
at
goofy
all.
As fuck. That's what looks I was saying.
So only so much you can train, but if you're that uncle already,
yeah,
that's it. That, at that point, when I saw him wakeboarding, I was like, "Fuck, he's gone."
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. Just even that photo that went viral of him with heaps of sunscreen on, he'd look like the biggest kook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you reckon he needs sunscreen in the ring with the lights?
Maybe.
Well, it's kind of like the YouTubers boxing is that some, they all train for like a year. So you think, oh, some are going to look good. And then some are like, you've only ever been on a keyboard your whole life. There's no amount of training can help your natural uncoordination. Was Jake Paul actually and Logan are actually fucking athletes, so they can pick it up a bit better than
like a gamer.
Than like Deji.
Have you ever done boxing?
Nah, bro.
You got the perfect frame for it.
They say that, but I didn't know I was going to be tall, so I was playing soccer growing up. I was playing cricket growing up, and then I shut up late, like year 11, year 12. They're like, oh, how's basketball going? How's boxing? I'm like, I didn't fucking play like an idiot.
Would you do any of those things? Because they're talking about podcast fights and all this stuff lately.
Oh, like a match against...
You would do it.
Yeah, I would for sure.
There's a group of dudes talking about it. You should get in.
Yeah.
Or
the Alpha Blokes podcast and all that. They want to set up a thing.
You'd smash them.
I was actually just thinking this yesterday. Normally, I've got a goal that I'm training for, like Ninja Warrior or a marathon or a comp. But at the moment, I've got nothing. So my training's like, I'm not even.
I'll message the guy because he was trying to get Frenchy, but he's got his broken finger and shit. But I'll be like,
broken brain.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
And what, like a full MMA fight or straight boxing?
Straight boxing, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe. Yeah. We'll
I'm pretty little though, so my reach isn't.
I think that'd match you up well with someone about your same weight class. I think there'll be weight classes, you know, I guess.
Yeah,
they're trying to do a full podcasting event, so
that would be cool.
Yeah. Be fun. I wouldn't.
We want to come do something else, like be the ring girls or something. But,
something we're more qualified for.
That's what I was I'm quite confident at team sports, but I can't do like fighting or individual sports. Yeah. I was never even very good at bodyboarding and that's why I stopped doing it, I guess.
How many pods have you guys done?
Oh, we're similar to you, actually. I think we've done 250.
Oh, bang on.
Yeah, nah, like, 238.
Yeah, it was like quite similar.
I know, 250 now. Yeah.
Yeah, sick.
Because you've done 250, right?
Yeah, 250. Yeah,
well, that's a lot, eh?
Yeah, when you think about it.
When you look back, you're like, fuck, we've been doing this a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, be one a week for you. So coming up five years.
Who's the best guest you've had on? Or like the biggest, like would be like, oh shit, you had them on?
Probably Volk.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Just because of what he's become. We've had him on three times, but the first time was before he was even world champ. But you could kind of sense, like talking to him, you're like, this guy's special.
Yeah, that grind.
Yeah. So that's probably one of the coolest. Obviously Slater.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just dudes you'd never imagine sitting down and have a combo with. Even you guys like.
Yeah.
Nah, that's awesome. Well, yeah, we know you had Carl Legacy on the other day. Our listeners are he's either the most hated guest or the most loved guest.
Yeah.
Based on whether you can understand him or not.
And his claim to fame on our podcast is he always sleeps with our fans.
Yeah, he roots our fans.
Yeah, he doesn't mind bringing that up either.
Yeah, he loves
it. Did he bring it up?
he was telling us about his threesome he had.
Right, that's probably the same story. He's got one story for the year, tells everyone. Tells
I learned a new saying. I'd never heard of a chuckle fuckle.
Yeah,
or chuckle fucker.
Chuckle fuckers, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
They laugh at his head and they fuck him.
Laugh at his hair.
Shout out Carl Legacy.
Yeah. What else do we want?
I think I've got some quick questions we could finish it off with.
Your brother sent some.
Nah,
didn't
Matt didn't send any through. The fucking dog.
What a loser.
Let me see what we got. Okay, these are just quick fun questions we do at the end when we got a guest. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, yeah, she was gorgeous.
Damn.
Walk to Remember.
I met her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Drop rolled her.
Did you?
What? You drop rolled your celebrity crush.
Yeah.
And then I guess you dated for a bit after that.
Nah, they didn't get that far, unfortunately.
Damn.
Did she like talk to you on like a she knows your name basis or just like, hey?
Well, I asked her to say, what did she say? I think she said, I love tension or something.
Yeah,
that's
something
sick.
Like that. I got it. Yes.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was way more attractive in real life than she was.
Yeah, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
She's hot on the screen, bro. More Mandy, please. Okay. Who do you think is the hottest cartoon character?
Marge Simpson?
When she has the longer hair or when it's up? When she's got the, like, when it's silky and sexy?
No, when it's
sexy.
Down, bro. That Marge with wet hair is kind of a vibe.
Yeah. No, he likes it. He likes it up.
No, upper hair is not a vibe.
She's got the cat hat, eh?
No, the cat.
She literally looks
Marge
like a cat in the hat.
Simpson. That is,
that's good.
I don't even know where that comes from.
I don't think we will ever get like that one again.
I like it.
No, that's.
She's not hot. She's got a body on her.
No, but I'm
yeah,
saying.
She's got a rack.
Yeah, she got that. Yeah, she, like. She does so many chores. She kind of got like crazy abs from like ironing and washing. You know what I mean? Because every during the show, she's always just running after someone or fucking wiping the kitchen down. She got, you know, she got tones.
Yeah,
she does kegels, bro. You know she does.
I got all hot from talking about her.
Yeah, fair. She got that tight yellow. No, okay.
You can't say tight yellow.
Oh, man. This is kind of related to what we're talking about. If you had to go on a celebrity boxing event, any celebrity in the world, who would you most like to fight?
Oh, Hezbollah.
Oh, that'd be sick. I'd
surely
love to see
I'd win.
That. You're not sure.
Nah, that'd be mad.
Okay. You get to.
I'd just for the record, yeah, I'd let him knock me out, though.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I'd try and get a few and then try and not kill him and then, like, go down.
Be more like a WWE sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You can star in any film or franchise. What are you picking? So you can be Harry Potter and Harry Potter if you want.
Or you could be
John Wick 4.
Oh, John Wick.
But a really weird character. Like, you know.
Oh, you wouldn't even be John Wick?
Oh, I thought I was.
You can be whoever you want.
Yeah, I'll be a different character. But you know how there's the blind guy and you're watching, you're like, how is he doing all that? I'd have some disability, like no arms or something, but I'm real good at shooting a gun or something.
Okay.
Yeah, with your toes.
No armed blind.
You can wake with your feet.
No armed blind gunsmith from John Wick. That's a good answer. Okay. You can guess. Okay. You get to have any two guests on your podcast, alive, dead, whatever. Who are you getting? Fictional, doesn't matter.
Pac and Biggie.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Damn.
That'd be cool.
And then don't bring up the beef the whole time.
Nah.
Just talk about, like, what do you think of Australian politics?
Who'd you get?
Oh, I don't know.
You can't steal my answer.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer. Well, if we're doing fictional, Marge is in my head now. Maybe Marge and Lois. I'll do the battle of like the MILFs.
The
Lois
MILFs
from the Family Guy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get those two. Who'd you go?
I don't know. It's such a good question, but
thanks.
Never I thought about it in my life.
Thanks. We'll move on.
Yeah, move on.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? Or just any embarrassing thing you've done? On camera is probably a good one.
So many.
So many.
The thing I cringe about the most when I watch back tension, probably going down the elevator on it in a wheelchair. Like the, down the escalator, Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Was that when your mates pushed you down into it?
Yeah,
I think I remember that. It's pretty funny though.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's a good one, prank that I think it's Misfit Minds are doing it on TikTok. They did this one. So it'd just be a normal toilet that people go in. And so someone will go in the bathroom and they go up, put up a disabled sticker over the toilet and then they sit there in the wheelchair. And then when they come out, they're like, come on, man.
So funny.
The people are so confused. Like,
I'd be so.
Who are them dudes? They're real young, eh?
Yeah.
I saw that randomly
they're
somewhere.
Good. Yeah.
I remember thinking,
good.
These guys like their energy.
Yeah. They're real clever with it. They got some good Bunnings ones, too.
Yeah. And just like, I saw one the other day where they rocked up at this guy's house who's selling a barbecue on Facebook Marketplace and he has sausages in his pocket. So he's like, oh, can I try it out? And he pulls out the sausages from his pocket and starts cooking them up and then gives the old bloke a beer and they're having.
I kind of did that once.
Did you?
Yeah, in Big Dub.
Hell yeah, OG.
I grabbed one of their cookers, cooked up sausages, onions and everything.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And had so many customers coming up to me and they're like, are you the secret shopper? Or there was something on the radio.
The secret shopper.
Secret something.
Yeah, that's people funny.
That's great. So, yeah, the OG inspiration, I reckon.
Right, yeah, that's so good. Well, that was the last one.
Yeah, cool. Well, do you want to do fake news?
If you want, we got this segment we do where we make up fake news, very obviously fake. We keep it on the podcast.
The Hard Yarns dudes might have ripped your idea. They do the same thing.
Really? Oh, that's good. I like it. I like it. I don't know how long ago we started. Well, I'm talking to them later today, so we'll see.
Fight them.
Fight them about them. And then we just cut it up for TikTok, not saying that it's fake. So we just make up a story
for example,
celebrity.
We said...
do one about Kim Kardashian right now. Show us an example.
Okay.
I heard Kim Kardashian is actually getting sued.
Yeah, she's getting sued by J-Lo because J-Lo said she was the original big ass girl.
Mm.
And Kim Kardashian's kind of stole her thunder. So J-Lo's saying she's stolen her IP.
Yeah, and what happened was Kim was about to drop a single called Kimmy from the Block.
Yes.
J-Lo heard this, go, this is the last straw. I'm Jenny from the Block. And Kim's like, this is a completely different thing. So they're having a big, suing. I don't know if it's going to end in some sort of...
ass plant removal.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
They were measuring whose was wider was going to win or something.
Yeah.
And like, then smaller ones got to get it done. Yeah, there you go.
So we'll just cut that up. So stupid.
Okay, do you want to do one about... it'd be good to do like a surfing one, but you don't want to do one of your mates. Or you could do an Elon one. What's a rumor that you could start?
With Elon?
With Elon or anyone you want to do a rumor about. Something about the surfing.
I did hear a story about Elon. Have you seen some of the photos with his chest, how it's really big?
He's really barrel-chested.
Mm. Yeah, he actually has a third lung. He invented or... It was a trial or something with it's like stem cell technology. They got some embryo from fucking China or some shit, and they planted it, and he actually grew a third lung. And
that's why it's so
big.
Oh, shit. So he might have more lung capacity to beat Zuckerberg in that fight.
Oh, maybe that's why he's so strong and can throw cannonballs through Tesla windows.
Maybe.
Exactly, man.
Fucking
I don't know if that's cheating or not, but...
That's a good one. We were saying, like... For the fight, like Elon might invent some kind of like robotic arms, Tesla battery on his back, and just crush Zuckerberg. Oh my gosh, you okay?
It's bad water.
No taste good. It. No, thank you.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's probably enough.
Yeah. All right. Tell us where people can find your stuff.
We'll send us over. Yeah, my Insta is just chris.whitey.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a show in, I think you've been there, DY.
DYRSL. We love DYRSL.
It was a really good venue, actually. It was really good.
So is this up in Joke?
Up in Joke 2, September 9th.
September 9th, and it'll be comedy, skits, filming.
We'll have to come check it out.
If you're in Australia, you should come on.
If we're in town, we're coming through for sure.
We'll just come watch.
I think we're around. I'm not sure when our tour kicks back off in September. Because it's a Friday night, is it?
It'll be the Saturday night before the UFC.
So sick. Will you get any of the UFC boys there?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Oh, fuck yeah. So keep an eye out for the UFC boys. We'll probably, DYRSL, we got the Grin Reapers podcast you're hosting. If you want more chats, you just had Legacy on there. You've had a few awesome guests.
Kelly Slater.
You don't have TikTok because that's for the
I'm too old school, but I probably should just get onto it. But
just get a social media guide.
Is that one of the biggest platforms?
Get a little into
it. Yeah, it kills. It's good for new audiences.
Yeah.
Facebook's still good.
But start one and we'll tag in some clips, get you rolling.
You got Facebook?
Yep, I'm on Facebook.
For a page or your brand or whatever? Because those videos are cooking out back again too.
Are they?
Mm.
You know all the stuff, eh?
Yeah. Oh, we know.
We're so late
medias.
To it. We just started our YouTube channel, The Grin Reapers.
Yeah, nice.
Sick.
It's only small though.
Yeah.
Go subscribe.
You've got to put content out, hey. I'm really bad with social media. I'm just so busy.
We'll give you a couple tips when this podcast finishes. But yeah, Grin Reapers, if you like the podcast, chris.whitey on Instagram. Got the show Up in Joke, DY, September? I was so close.
September
9th.
September
9th.
I was going to go.
Just
good,
Google
yeah.
for
Sold
tickets. Google for tickets. He's got the Volk shirt on. Go Volk.
Respect.
Anything
else?
No, that's it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, lads.
Fuck yeah.